understand what I'm going to say tonight, you have to have a high level of thought. To think like God, talk like God, smell like God, be like God. And don't be afraid of that word God. See? You're not God, but you're made in his image and his likeness. That's why Satan can recognize you. Because all his devils don't look like you. That's why the difference between you and angels, you look totally different than angels, because you're made in the express image. The name of God is on Gabriel, on Michael. But the name of God is not on you. The name of God is in you. He made you family, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So let me say it again. Vision is self-investment in your future. Write this down if you're taking notes. Vision only comes to a devout thinker. You got to have high thoughts, high level of thought, to a devout thinker. Why? Because they will dare to look around and ask, what does this mean? See, when God began to tell me to do things, this building, he said, I want you to build it. I said, I've never built a building. So contractors can lie to me. I don't know. I mean, I've leased buildings, but I've never built one. So I was in a rock and a hard place. And God was so good in grace. He said, I will guide you and I will send you the right person. So I just stopped. And I said, people said, what are you doing? I said, waiting. Because the vision's coming. And God sent me to Charles Green's church, who's now in heaven, in New Orleans East, which is about 40-minute drive from here. God said, go to Charles' church. I said, God, that's 45 minutes over there. He said, I know where it's at, so I told you to go. He said, I got you. I want you to say something to the church. And I said, well, what you want me to say? He said, I'll tell you when you get there. So I had to wait on that. I had no idea. So I slipped in the back of his church, sat on the last pew. Somebody must have told him that me and Kathy were there. And he said, my God, Brother Jesse said, well, come up here and say a word. I thought to myself, huh? As I'm walking like this, I said, I ain't got nothing to say. I said, listen, I'm getting closer to the pulpit. You might want to tell me something, Jesus. Tell me something good. I didn't have nothing to say. He ain't said a word. I'm walking. So I get to the pulpit, and when I walk like this, he said, just do whatever the Lord tell you to do, Brother Jesse. I said, y'all need to change the name of this church. Charles just looked at me. It was called Faith Church. I said, to Faith Paid Off Church. That hit like bam. And they paid that church off, 9 months? And then the Lord said, because you have done this, you will meet your contractor today. I said, oh, okay. So he's such a wonderful man, Charles, and his wonderful wife. He said, listen, we got some finger foods in the back. Would you mind come back there and we talk a little bit and we have a few finger foods? So I said, okay. So I went back, we're sitting there. We just talking. And Michael is his son, Michael Green, you probably know him. You know what I mean? And he introduced me to a lot of people. And what's her name, Laura? And Ray. Yeah, Ray. And he said, this is Ray Chronic. He said, Michael is married to his daughter. I said, oh, how you doing, Ray? He said, fine, how you doing, Brother Jesse? Never seen him before in my life, didn't know him. Never thought, I said, Ray, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm retired. I said, you're retired? He said, yeah. He said, I was a contractor. I was a builder. He's built some very huge churches in America. I said, you're not retired no more. I said, you're going to work for me Monday. He just looked at me. He said, what? I said, God sent me here. You're my contractor. He goes, look, watch my eyes. He goes, I said, don't look at her. Don't you look at your wife. You look at me. You demand and you command. I said, you're going to work for me. You're going to build this ministry. I need you. He said, Laura. I said, don't look at her. He said, he closed his eyes. He said, Laura, I'm going back to work. We built this. I never signed a contract. You know, this is millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff. And he would have been held liable for that. I said, my word's my bond. I'll pay you. You just give me a, he said, you're going to pay you cash? I said, yeah. He didn't know how much money I had. I didn't tell it because I didn't have it all. But I knew God did. And I knew where God lived and where his bank account was. So we started. Vision is self-investment in your future. I had to be a devout thinker. I had to go up a high level. And I said, Ray? And he said, he never seen faith work like that. And it took us 4 years of solid building. Now, I want everybody to look around here. And if you look at the exit sign way over there, and look at the exit way over here, notice there's no center post. That's a long stretch where there's no, what they call it, support beams. Well, what happened is they made a mistake. Now, you've heard me tell this story before. So the architect said, "But Jesse, we made a mistake." The engineer said, "We got to put support beams, so we're going to have maybe a support beam down this hall." But have you ever been at a church when you got to look around them? That's aggravating, isn't it? Now, look how long this is. This is a stretch. He said, "Then we're going to have to put another one." I said, "I don't want that." Now, we're standing in this slab. And you know, Ray hired people. I don't know where he got them from. Out of jail. And they just show up, you know. You just don't know who you're talking. And I said, "Ray," and the architect said, "Sir, I'm sorry, but this is just the way it's got to be." I said, "Everybody come here. Get the guys off the steel upstairs and get them all down here." So here they come. I got to walk over here. Watch this. I ain't never built a building in my life. I got about to right here. I'm getting out the light a little bit, but that's fine. I'll just come right here. So watch this. I said, "God's going to tell us how to do this." Now, look. Look that way. Okay, now look at me. Look this way. All the way to the corner. There's not a support beam here. They said, "Brother Jesse," I said, "God's going to speak to someone." I said, "Give me a circle." Now, these people are not saved. Ray is. So this guy, I mean, to get it all right, this guy said, let me put my cigarette down. Hang on a second. So we're standing right here, and there ain't no pews here. And I said, "Now, God's going to speak to somebody and tell us how to fix this." So Ray's looking at me like, "Okay." The architect says, "Okay." And this old boy must have got out of jail. He's half lit up, you know. He's been smoking. And I said, "Jesus." And when I did that, it shook the whole circle. I said, "God, I don't want support beams in your building. Now, you got to tell us how to do this. Now, Lord, speak in Jesus' name." I said it that loud, "Amen." And then I looked at him. I said, "What'd he say?" Ray goes, he ain't said nothing to me. I look at the architect. What was his name? I can't remember his name. Bill?
Argus.
Argus, yeah. He said, "He ain't said nothing to me." And the guy that spoke, and he says, "What y'all think about this?" And I saw Ray and everybody else said, "Shut up, boy." He said, "You know, if you do this and you do that," and the architect goes, and Ray goes, I looked at that boy. I said, "God just spoke to you, boy." He went, "Wow, man. Wow, man." And we don't have a sport meet. God will use people you never thought.